are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
I want to talk to you about your future. I feel that God wants me to inspire you for 2018. So if you're not ready for good news, you're not in the right place, because I'm going to inspire you, because you are going to thrive in 2018. You are not just going to survive. If you believe it today, say amen. Hallelujah. So, put a little bit of energy there where you are, because I want to get you into the greater things that God has for you. I want to talk to you about the power of vision this morning. We're not going to start with vision in January. We are going to get renewed vision and revived vision for 2018. 2018 is going to be a great year for you, whether you like it or not. Good things are heading your way, whether you like it or not. I'm going to preach you out of the pit, out of the prison, and on your way to the palace this morning in the name of Jesus. Okay. So, as even I kerk te waar ons sê stil te kerk nie, as a kerk by die Bible say, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Okay, Daniel 11:32, let's go. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. John chapter 14:12, Jesus talking to his disciples, he said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do will he do also, and greater works than these will he do. Say it again this morning, say greater works in Jesus' name. So 2018, we are going to expect great things from a great God, and we are going to attempt great things for this great God. Shout greater in Jesus' name. So I want to talk to you about the power of vision, something lacking in our world, lacking in our nation. I wish I could send this message to every politician and ask them, when you open your mouth, can you talk about the future and not the past? Can you talk about hope? Can you give hope to people, black, white, yellow, pink? Can you give hope to English, Afrikaans, Khoza, Zulu? Can you give vision that will bring unity to South Africa? Hallelujah. So if we're going to have a greater 2018, we have to walk in the greater vision that God has for us. We're not going to stroll into next year. We're not going to go into January, sarah, whatever will be. We are going to go into this new year with a refreshed and revived vision in Jesus' name. Habakkuk chapter 2, the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. Proverbs 29:18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. The Amplified Bible says, where there is no vision, no redemptive revelation of God and His purpose, the people perish. So the Bible is very clear. A nation without vision, a church without vision, a business without vision, a family without vision, an individual without vision will perish. So the first thing Satan will steal from you is vision, if he wants to get you op moet verloor as 'n vlakter. So I have to ask you, what is your vision? Because the quality of your vision will determine the quality of your future. Your vision is the key element God will use to mobilize you into the future that He has for you. Again, your vision is your future. South Africa, I know apartheid was bad, but we cannot camp at the negatives of yesterday. We have to put on our sunglasses and focus on the brighter future that God has for all of us here in South Africa, this rainbow nation. Oh, come on. If you believe the best is yet to come for us as a nation, shout amen. Come on, Zimbabwe. Come on, Botswana. Come on, Lesotho. Come on, Southern Africa, Angola, Mozambique. You are going to see the southern part of Africa prosper in the name of Jesus. I see investment. I see opportunities. I see unity. I see a new South Africa. I see a land of hope. I see a people of hope. I see a future, because God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of hope, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. I don't care if you are 13 and you are white, or if you are 40 and you are black, you have a future, because God says you have a future. Shout amen if you believe it in Jesus' name. So in life, what you see is what you get. What you see, tweet it, is what you get. God to Abram, Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land you see, I give to you and your descendants. It's a lot of naysayers, a lot of haters, a lot of negative people. You just have to switch on your television or read a newspaper or go on News 24 to see that most people have no vision, no hope for the future. But I'm going to tell you, God's going to raise up a new breed of politician, a politician that will bring vision to South Africa, a politician that will declare the future for all the people of South Africa. Come on, we're black and white and colored and Asian. We'll stand united and build a beautiful, prosperous South Africa for all our people. If you believe it today, say amen and say, God bless South Africa in Jesus' name. I'm not getting on a plane. I'm not keeping my options open. This is the dream land that God has given us. This is the land of milk and honey. This is where you are going to become the doctor, the engineer, the architect, where you're going to build a great business right here in South Africa where God has placed you. Come on, shout amen in Jesus' name. So God says to Abram, I want to relocate you, but you have to change your vision. Lift your eyes from the place where you are. You may be in a place of lack, a place of despair, a place of famine, but it doesn't matter because your present does not determine your future. Your vision determines your future. Not even your education determines your future. There's a lot of people with education struggling in our land. It is your vision that determines your future. Tell your neighbor again, what you see is what you get. There's no energy in that. Say, what you see is what you get. So when you look at your wife, don't look at the extra wife. Okay. Okay. Don't look at the problems. Look at the milk and the honey. Look at your honey. Amen. Look at the future. Look at the blessed land that God has for you. Again in Genesis chapter 15, God talks to Abram to enlarge his vision. Now remember, Abram is the father of faith. When God called Abram, he said, leave your father's house, a land of prosperity, and go to the land that I will show you. God says, Abram, I will be with you, I will bless you, and I will make your name great. Walk with me, and you are going to go places you never thought possible. Walk with me, and you are going to do things that you never dreamt would be possible. God says, even if I told you, you would not believe it. That's the God that you serve. A God that wants to lift you up. A God who wants to bless you. A God who wants to take you higher. A God who wants to, that's good news. A God who wants to take you further. A God who wants to bless you out of your socks in 2018. I believe it in Jesus' name. Come on, preach that, preacher. I have to put a little bit of energy in here because there's so much negativity in our world. People come in here and they're all beaten up by reading too much media. So I'm going to charge you up in the Word of God so that you become a possibility thinker, so that you become an opportunity seeker, so that you become a problem solver in the name of Jesus, because that's who God created you to be. So God brings him outside and says, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you're able to number them. So God says, your blessing is going to be so great that you will not be able to number it. But you've got to lift your eyes. You've got to see what I planned for you. Because what you see is what you get. Your vision in life will determine your action in life. You can't drive forward looking out the rearview mirror. You have to look ahead. Paul said, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. Come on, South Africa. Let's stop cursing, nursing, and rehearsing our setbacks in life. Let's stop the blame game. Come on. Let's begin the bless game in South Africa. Let's bless those who are different to us and build a new country because we can in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So for many of you to go into the greater year that God has for you, you have to come firstly out of your tent, whatever that represents. Maybe a tent of inferiority, a tent of low self-esteem, a tent of rejection, a tent of feeling sorry for yourself, something that hijacks you in life. As soon as you move on, a destructive relationship, a limiting, stifling relationship, to move into what God has for you, you have to come out of your tent and look up. Whatever is a ceiling in your life, come out and look up. Come out of those relationships that want to keep you in the same place, because one man's floor is another man's ceiling. So some people don't want you to progress in life. Some people want you to believe it's too good for you, that you're called to be average and just get by in life. That's not who God created you to be. The Bible says you hail from God. You were created in the image of God. You have the greater one living on the inside of you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are meant to be the head and not the tail in 2018. You're going to be the top dog. Somebody shout, ho, ho! Oh, we're going to have some fun. The schools are closed. In any case, you know, if you don't enjoy what I'm doing, you might as well quit. I'll be the top dog. We have big dreams. Next year, we're going to see stadiums filled all over South Africa for the glory of God. Come on. We're not only going to build Johannesburg, but we're going to see churches all over South Africa, multiracial churches. We are going to see a generation emerge in this land that will change the face of South Africa. In the name of Jesus, we are going to see a blessed, oh, come on, young person, I'm preaching to you, a blessed, new, prosperous South Africa. Job for everybody. Lift your eyes from the place where you are and see the land that I have for you. See the milk and the honey. See the promises. Change that wrong mindset. Stop following that leader that wants to destroy the future of people. I won't follow anybody that doesn't give hope to everybody. Because God's love is exclusive of all people. Anybody that excludes anybody, I will not give you the time of day. I'll sit with you and try and lead you to the Lord, but I'm not following you. Your hate, I will not follow. Your division, I will not follow. You will come to nothing with that divisive tongue, because God is blessing this country. This country is God's country. In the name of Jesus, shout amen. Come on, let's get into agreement here. We prophesy over 2018, a better future, a brighter future, a good future. Lift your eyes above the troubles in our land. Stop talking about the crime. We know there is crime, but we're going to resolve the crime. We're going to push back by the power of God. And we're going to see God raise up godly men and godly women in positions of authority. And we will make this land safe again for our women and our children, our farmers. Everybody that is alive in this country will experience the blessing of God. But get rid of the hate. Get rid of the strife in your heart. Or you will not be part of what God is doing. John chapter 4, Jesus teaches the disciples the power of vision. In verse number 35, he says, do not say 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes. Three times God tells, we've now read, Abram, lift up your eyes. Come out of your tent, look up. Jesus says to the disciples, lift up your eyes. Don't look at the problems. Don't look at the lack. Don't say. Don't talk about your problem. Because life and death is in the power of your tongue. Do not say there is no hope. Do not say there is no future. God comes to Ezekiel. He says, son of man, can these bones live? He says, Lord, you know. God says, now change your confession. You prophesy to the bones. You speak to your future. Reason so many people are negative is because they don't see a future. Their hearts have no dream. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you're hopeless, you speak hopelessness. And you bring hopelessness into your future. Because Proverbs 18:21 says, there is life and death in the power of your tongue. Psalm 45 verse 1, the Bible says, the tongue of man is just the hand of a ready writer. You write your future with your tongue. Proverbs 6 verse 2, the Bible says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. So Jesus says, do not say, watch what you say about 2018. Do not say, there is no tomorrow. Do not say, I cannot. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Joel says, let the weak say, I am strong. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Paul says, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in Christ, in riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I talk over my future. I speak the dream of God, because we live by faith. We walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, somebody. You better change your attitude about your tomorrow. I don't care how bad things are, it's going to get better. I don't care how low you are going to go higher. Because God says, I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Your business is not just going to survive. Your business will thrive in Jesus' name. Your marriage will thrive. Your ministry will thrive. But you've got to lift up your eyes and you've got to see the future that God promises you. And not be part of the naysayers. Be part of those who believe God, that anything is possible. Yes. Because Jesus said in Mark 9:23, if you can believe, all things are possible. I can get a job after my studies. I don't care what the statistics say. I'm not part of the statistic. I'm part of the right statistic. I can get a husband. I can get my healing. I can get a better future because God is my Father and He promised me a future and a hope in Jesus' name. You know, when we came to Bloemfontein 23 years ago and started that ministry, we started with a little group of people, about 150 people. And I just came from a little town where God showed me He's a big God. So I learned in Lady Brand that your location does not determine the size of your God. Your size of your God is determined by your thoughts, what you believe about this God. So I taught the church in Lady Brand, God is big in small places. Amen. And then when we came to Bloemfontein, God gave me a big vision for us as a ministry to reach 10% of the city, which in those days was about 40,000 people. Now, thank God, 2 years ago, we passed 10% of the city in Bloemfontein, and we are now going for 20% of the city. But listen, when we started, I was 29 years old and used to go to these meetings with other ministers, and every week, all people would talk about was the problems in the city, and were the problems in the city, and the strong man over the city, and devils, and the strong man of this, and witchcraft, and Satanism, and ancestral curses, and Bloemfontein was the headquarters of Satanism. You know, well, that's what people said. We used to have the Satanists come to church. We had wild times, and they would come and sit dressed in black, a long-legged woman dressed in black. Lovely things, they were all dressed in black, and they were ugly, okay. So, and they would try and come and curse the church. But how many of you know what God has blessed cannot be cursed? And one after the other, they got saved. Come on, hallelujah. Take that, devil. The power of light is greater than the power of darkness. In the name of Jesus, all you have to do is turn on the light and darkness will go. I mean, I sat in one of those meetings one day, and in those years, the early charismatic movement in South Africa, people were into spiritual warfare, and everybody was talking about the devil. We have to hire airplanes, and we have to fight the strong men over cities, etc. And then one day, I just said, but what about God? What about the Holy Ghost? Is He a little teeny weeny little God, and the devil is a big bad devil? No, the Bible says we serve a great God. We serve a God with whom nothing is impossible. We serve a God who says, is anything too hard for me? We serve a God that defeated the devil, and He's under our feet in the name of Jesus. Say amen. So very often what stops us from our future is our own attitude. We don't look at the promise, we look at the problem. So if you're going to go into a greater 2018, you have to stop focusing on the giants, on the impossibilities, on the problems and challenges, because they will always be there. Obstacles become opportunities. Stumbling blocks become stepping stones. Stop focusing on the negatives. Stop focusing on your past failures and mistakes, what could have and what should have. We cannot change yesterday, but we can live for tomorrow. We can believe God for favor today and for tomorrow. Come on, we cannot change yesterday, but we will change the future with vision in God. So you have to lift up your eyes and you have to see the land. You have to see the fields, white, business, opportunity. See the milk and the honey. See a blessed, prosperous, safe, united South Africa. I pray that God gives us a leader in this nation, a president like that, that every time he opens his mouth, it will be a message of unity and not division. That no leader in this country again will talk about them and us. Who are the them? Now watch me. Write down what I say. Because some people prophesy and it doesn't come to pass. But I'll prophesy and I'm telling you that God's going to raise up politicians with a different heart, a different attitude that will rebuild this country. Southern Africa will be blessed. I'm telling you, God told me. Die duivel het nie 'n kans nie. He will silence the enemy and the avenger because of his promise for this country, because of his purpose with South Africa and the southern part of Africa. So stay in the land. Dwell in the land. Get rid of your ideas to migrate. Stay in the land. Get vision. There are people perishing right where you think you should go. There are poor people everywhere. People think it's better over there. No, they just have other problems. Your vision is your future. Your vision is your future. Your vision is your future. So when God promised a beautiful future to Israel after he delivers them from Egypt, we know that they perished because they could not see the future that God had in mind for them. Rather than focusing on the promises, they focused on the problems. Rather than focusing on the size of the grapes, they focused on the size of the giants. In Numbers chapter 13, when God sent them out, he said, see what the land is like. Choice. There's always choice involved. We're not robots. God gives you opportunity and choice. You have to make the right decisions. So God says, see what the land is like. The people in the land that dwell there, are they strong or weak, few or many? Is the land good or bad? Do they inhabit camps or strongholds? Is the land rich or poor? Are there forests there or not? Be of good courage. Now we understand that courage is the inherent ability to control fear and its disturbing effects on your life. Fear, false evidence appearing real. So Satan throws a smoke bomb to get you out of faith, to get you out of vision. And then you begin to say what you see and you don't say what God said. Then just like this generation, God says to them, says to Moses to tell them in Numbers chapter 14, he says, I've had it with these unbelieving people. Tell them just as they have spoken. Just as they have continuously spoken in my hearing, so I will do to them. Just as they've spoken. Well, God told them, I'm giving you a beautiful land. I have a great future for you. But God never told them about the giants. He never told us about the in-between. You're in the pit and God gives you the dream of the palace, but he never tells you about the giants, the delays, the detours, because God knows you need him to walk through your valley of the shadow of death. Remember Psalm 23 begins, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So when you walk with God, you're in a safe place, no matter what circumstances you experience. But if you take your eyes off Jesus like Peter, you begin to sink, you begin to drown, you are overwhelmed by the storms and the winds and the opposition of life. But when you walk with God, because this is a living, abiding relationship, you have to walk with the Word, in the Word, every day of your life to overcome the battles that come against you. This religion, quote unquote, Christianity, is the only form religion, which it's not, I understand, where you live in a relationship with God. So when we talk about vision, you're not going to go get vision in the Pick and Pay. You can't go shop it. You can't go run. This is what people do. They run to a prophet's conference or they run to an evangelistic crusade and they're hoping to get a vision because they don't cultivate the relationship with God. But God is smarter than any man because God never wanted you to live dependent on man. Listen and get this. God hid his vision in a place where he knew you could find it if you look for it. And guess where that place is? It's in your heart. When you spend time with God, you get in tune with your heart. You begin to see the dream and the plan that God has for you. Many people call something a vision or a dream, and it's not a dream, it's a fantasy. It's a goal. It's not something that connected them with why they were born. Because ultimately, we were all placed on this earth with a divine purpose. The only way to discover that divine purpose is to connect with the one who created you and placed you in this world. It's the only way. Otherwise, people get to heaven one day like a great man of God saw, like a prize giving in heaven. And we know we're not going to stand before the white throne judgment where people will be judged. But the Bible is very clear. There's a day of reward where Jesus will reward his servants and his prophets. And the whole heaven will stand to attention. And just like a prize giving at school, your name is going to be called out and you are going to march, I don't know, on a platform or whatever. And God's going to say, Jack Jones, or whatever name he gives you. A new name. He said so. I believe the Bible, you see. I don't read the Bible like a fairy tale. I read the Bible like it's true. That I will go stand before Jesus Christ one day and I'll give account for not what I did, for what he called me to do, what he created me to do, the vision. Well, if God gave you the vision, it's God's responsibility to reveal the vision to you. And we're going to talk about that next time. How to see your vision fulfilled. Because a lot of people are walking in a lot of directions and things aren't working. Because they're not connected to what God created them for. That's why people sell out, because they don't have authentic vision. They want to be a politician, but it's not a God vision. They want to be a doctor, but it's not a God vision. When, I mean, vision is the highest thing that you can have. you don't buy it. You don't negotiate it. When you receive it, it changes you eternally. It changes everything about you. That's why people with vision are unstoppable. People with vision never have excuses, because excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. People with vision are just different. Their passion, their energy, everything is different because they've heard. So this great man of God said in heaven, he saw many Christians crying. He said, but God, what meaneth this? See, we all initially, the Lord prophesied in the old Elizabethan, my son, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when God shows up, it's like the language has to change. Yeah, have you seen some preachers down there? They something, and when they're on the platform, something else. Why should we change? I only have one voice. I don't have a beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here comes the American accent. Praise God. Because the anointing's in the American accent. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Amen. You walk with God or you don't. He says he saw many people stand before Jesus weeping. He says, Lord, what meaneth this? And the Lord said they never lived their purpose. They lived without vision. They just lived a life. Accumulated many accolades, but not one of them was intended by God. So often we want the applause of people down here and we don't even register what we are about. And I mean, if God meant for you to be a sportsman, you better accumulate accolades, but do not forget. Remember, the Bible says, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that gives thee the power to kick that soccer ball. Come on, Bafana, to bowl that rugby ball, that cricket ball, to run with that. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, businessman. That the pressure is not on you. If it's God's vision and God meant it for you, it shall come to pass. No devil, no demon, no hell can stop it. Shout amen in Jesus' name, because it's true. So this generation never goes into what God has for them, because they're not clear about his vision. The Bible says they limited God. Remember, they went in 5 more minutes. They went in and they said, surely it's a good land. But then we saw the giants. We saw people. They say, we were like grasshoppers in our sight, and so we were in theirs. The Bible is very clear in Proverbs 23, verse 7, as a man thinketh, so is he. Caleb said, he quieted the people, all their negative naysaying. He said, let us go up at once and possess the land, for we are well able. He's like a Muhammad Ali. Come on. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. You coming down in the third round. God is with me. I'm the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus. If God meant it for me, nothing can stop me. Walking confident. Confident. Confident in God. I can and I will do everything God called me to do. I'm not going to be a settler. I'm not going to be a camper. I'm going to be a climber in 2018, because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Oh, come on, somebody give the Lord praise like you believe it today in Jesus' name. So stop looking to your dark past and begin to focus on your bright future. I don't care how many times you've messed up, you cannot change it. Stop visiting that place and talk about the future. Nothing good comes from camping in yesterday. We have to force ourselves to look ahead to our future that we have in God. All great achievers in life are visionaries. People fail and become frustrated because they have no vision. Success and happiness in life comes to people who have vision in Jesus' name. Where there is vision, there is hope of a better future. Dr. Miles Monroe, before he passed away, said a very powerful statement. He said, I think that the greatest gift God ever gave man is not the gift of sight, but the gift of vision. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. When a person doesn't have a vision, they live by their senses. That means they live by what they see. That's one of the reasons why people are so depressed. That's why the future never becomes reality. Your vision is the source of hope. It's this source of courage. It's this source of perseverance in the midst of difficulty. Where there is no vision, people perish. So what is vision? Number one, vision is a clear mental picture of your preferred future. Number two, vision is seeing the end from the beginning. Number three, vision is seeing tomorrow today. Number four, vision is seeing the ultimate purpose of God for your life. Vision, where there's no vision, people perish. God showed Israel the end. God showed the church the end. Revelation, we won. That old devil will be bound. So when he attacks your past, you remind him of your future. You win. You will be the head. You will reign with Jesus Christ forever. Oh, come on, that's good news. You're not a loser. You're a winner. You're not the tail. You're the head in the name of Jesus Christ. Vision. A man without a vision is a man without future. And a man without a future will always return to his past. Tweet it. Because it's good. It's great. We're not going to talk good. We're great. From good to great. Greater. Man without a vision is a man without a future. Man without a future will always return to his past. Why do people do these crazy things? No vision. Why did David sell out? He lost his vision to expand God's kingdom. Lost his vision. We need fresh vision. Every day. You have to get up with vision. Why? Because number one, vision will give you direction. It's your roadmap to God's plans in your life. Number two, vision evokes your passion. The clearer your vision, the more passionate you will be. I mean, Christians should be the most passionate people because of the vision, God in us. Enthusiasm, God in us. That's really where enthusiasm comes from. God in us, enthusiasm. You can't choose what comes your way, but you can choose your attitude. You can choose the way you face it. You can choose to stand up when you fall over. Come on. You can choose to be positive and not negative. You can choose to be a believer and not an unbeliever in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Vision motivates. Vision prioritizes your life and your time, determines your relationships. A lot of people waste time with people that go nowhere. So they end up going nowhere as well. The higher you climb, the more important your alignments in life are. The more important. This year I celebrate 30 years marriage. I have a vision. Come on, for 50 years, golden celebration. Hallelujah. Where there is no vision, people perish. Come on. Get a vision of a brighter and a clearer future. Get a vision. Because God's got a great dream for you. God's got a great plan for you. You will not find somebody in the Bible that follows Jesus that is worse off. But if you don't have vision, you will try and deliberate with God. And I've learned with God, there's no deliberation. There's worship, there's dialogue, but there's not deliberation. If God tells me, that's it. No matter the price, no matter the cost, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I didn't die for him, he died for me. He's not my servant, I'm his servant. My meat is to do the will of him and to finish his work. As my Father sent me, so sent I you. This world in any case is not my inheritance. So when the one political leader says we are just visitors, you better say not just white people are visitors, all Christians are visitors. We are all sojourners, okay? Citizens of South Africa, but we are visitors to this world. Citizens of the country, but every black, white, yellow, pink Christian, this world is not your land in any case. You're a sojourner. You're a pilgrim. Don't fall out your chair now because I'm speaking truth here. Because you liked it up to now. Don't trigger me because the service will go longer. Because I read your thoughts. You want Christianity without truth. You want to shout in church and then shout when a political leader makes a statement that is anti-Christ. Better choose who your Messiah is, quickly. Oh, I'm going to get hate mail, but send your hate mail. Give it a go, because I ain't reading your junk, okay? I just press delete, block, delete. Not here to play games, man. Our nation is at stake, and you've got your stupid agenda. Daar sê ek mis maar klaar gemaak het in 10 minute terug, want ek julle dit gespaar. Closing your vision determines your values. People with vision don't sell out. A young girl with vision will live morally pure and excellent. She will not go through university with a blesser or a sugar daddy. The latest cell phone doesn't matter. The latest fashion doesn't matter. She will not sell out because she has vision. Even if your university takes 3 years longer, you will walk the journey that God has for you. There are no shortcuts with God. You will not sell out. People with vision are willing to sacrifice. They're willing to pay the price because they know God is in control when things seem to be out of control. Somebody praise God. If this word is for you this morning, come on, give Him praise. Hallelujah.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Just pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart and I invite you to take your rightful place, to be my Lord, to be my Savior. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today, I turn to you and I give myself back to you. Thank you for forgiveness, for a new life and a new beginning. Thank you for washing me in your blood and for giving me hope for a better future in Jesus' name. God, you are now my Father. I'm your child. Thank you for a new relationship in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.